B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
MVP chance. Well, the former MVP, the two-time MVP. His brilliance on full display here tonight. 50 points. Only the seventh player in the history of the finals to have a 50-point game. 50 points, 14 rebounds, 5 block shots. 50 of 105 points. Nearly half the team's total.
Hour number three, Felger and Mast. You know, all due respect to my hometown and what it means to Milwaukee. That's not the story last night for most of us around the country. It's not. It's not the story. This is the story. The NBA has become a very transient league, a very nomadic league, where the players are not long for the teams that draft them. They conspire among themselves to join up and form super teams and alliances, and it's become very, very clicky. It's become very, very clicky where guys form relationships, whether it be at the AAU level into the college level or international basketball tournaments or all-star games or whatever the case may be. It's become clicky, and guys form friendships, and they conspire to get together on different teams, leaving the teams that drafted them and sort of creating their own situation, and increasingly cases, guys sort of airlifting themselves into championships. See Kevin Durant or the current Brooklyn Nets or LeBron James engineering super teams wherever he's gone, as opposed to just sticking it out with the original incarnation of the team that drafted him and winning him there. So that's definitely the trend in the league. And Giannis Antetokounmpo just broke that trend. He just shattered it. And in what was the quote of the year, afterwards, he was not afraid to tell you about it. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way we chose to do it. And we did it. We did it, man.
Now just feed that into my veins. It's easy. And then, you know, so I said before, he didn't want to call someone out, that he was calling out LeBron or Durant. Another thought entered my head. You know, he was a free agent last offseason. He decided to re-up in Milwaukee. Was he about to say, it would have been easy for me to go to Golden State and win a championship? Was he about to out who he was going to go sign with if it wasn't Milwaukee and go try and win a championship there? Give it to me again, Jimmy. It's so good. I could hear it all day long, but go ahead.
Like,
give it to
me. It's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way we chose to do it. And we did it. We did it, man.
He pounds his face. It's the right way to do it.
No, I don't think he was talking about teams he potentially could have went to. I think it's a direct shot squarely at the Durants, LeBrons, Harden, Kyrie, all those guilty parties, all those guys that jump ship to go build those super teams.
I bet you he was going to say Brooklyn. I think he was going to say Brooklyn because they're the...
I mean, that's what they are. They're the poster child for it right now.
Yeah, they orchestrated the whole thing. And again, the Harden thing on top of it.
Whether they wanted him or not is what you're saying. It's like,
yes,
he would just point out that team, call out that team.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to rat out like where he was considering going. Or I think it was just going to be, I could have gone to Brooklyn like those guys did. But then he would have been putting Durant, Kyrie, and Harden, all throwing them all under the bus, saying like, you guys couldn't win in your individual places, so you had to go somewhere to get it. So, I this is why you had to root against Brooklyn, I think.
You know what? That is the answer. It is Brooklyn. Because, again, if Durant wears different shoes, we're not even talking about this. They lose that series.
Mike,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, juxtapose. Let's just keep it to the most timely thing. Juxtapose him and Harden. The two of them. One guy said, F you, I'm staying. I'm staying. I'm not playing this stupid game. Because what does that do? What? So I'm now in the club? And I can go join and we can win a title together and what? Like somehow that validates me when I didn't actually earn it? Or do you want to be that fat dump who was in Houston and ate his way out of Houston, that whale, just so he could go to Brooklyn and win a championship, and then he was so effing fat that he pulled his hamstring and couldn't play? So you tell me, is that sort of karma? What is it? I say it's karma. I say Giannis chose the more virtuous path, if you want to say that. Like, I don't mean to get all corny with it. But Giannis said, no, it's the team that drafted me. I developed here. They're going to pay me. We'll figure it out. It's going to take a little while, but we'll figure it out. He's doing what Pat Riley said to LeBron.
No, there isn't.
When LeBron skipped town in Miami and Riley said, you don't just run at the first sign of adversity. You stick it out. You find a way. You make it work. That's what gives it the value.
Yeah, there isn't anything corny about it. This one means more. I put it to you guys in the email chain. You said Durant. It means more than Durant's. I think it means more than LeBron's. This one championship by Giannis, that he was 15th overall, built himself up. Just how he carries himself. He stayed. He chose to stay in Milwaukee of all places. It's like choosing to stay at Worcester when you have an opportunity to run and get the hell out. No offense, Mike.
No.
But, you don't see it anymore. This is so refreshing. It's like this old school mentality. And this, again, this quote can't be played enough. It's a direct shot at all of those guys. It's an old school mentality you don't see in the NBA anymore. And maybe some of this will rub off, hopefully, on Tatum or Brown here. Maybe Ja Morant in Memphis. And some of these guys will say, you know what? No, I do want to do this because it means more. It just does.
Believe me, I'm all in. I'm all in, and it's not just because he's from Milwaukee. If that was a neutral team, I'd be all in on that mentality. Love it. How could you not love that mentality? What's best for the league? What's best for the league?
The super teams.
And I think that's the sad reality. And the TV ratings, I don't have the final number from last night, but going into last night, the average was nationally a 4.9. Okay, and I'm not even sure what the demo is. I'm just looking. Wikipedia keeps it. So I think this is a household number, which, again, doesn't tell the whole story. But I'll give you the raw number. 9.3 million viewers is what it averaged. 9.3. So it's up last year from the bubble, okay. Which it should be, because that thing came in October. Like, when was that?
Yeah, it was late. Yeah.
Okay, so it came at a totally goofy time. And this does, too, by the way. This comes later than it normally does in basketball. So I think that brings it down a little bit. But it averaged 9 million viewers a night. The previous non-bubble, non-pandemic final.
2019.
Toronto, Golden State, 2019. Averaged 15 million viewers a night.
Yeah.
Okay. The one before that, Golden State, Cleveland, which was a sweep, averaged 17.5 million viewers a night.
So this was almost half of that.
The one before that, that Golden State won 4-1. Wasn't even a competitive series.
I mean, both those series were worthless.
Averaged 20 million viewers a night.
That was Durant's first title.
The year before that, Cleveland Golden State. That was the great 3-1 comeback from LeBron, and this is why I don't put this one over. LeBron not only came back from 3-1 down, but beat an all-time team. So, I'm sorry, Murray. As much as I love Giannis, I'm not putting this title ahead of LeBron's Cleveland title. That one was...
Kyrie hit the biggest shot in that series, and he did have a running partner in Kyrie.
LeBron brought him back. They were down 3-1. What's his face there? Draymond Green dangled his nuts in his face, and LeBron got up and came back from 3-1. That's a better title than the one last night. Sorry. It just is. But either way, that one, the one where the Cavs came back and won 4-3, that drew 20.3 million viewers a night. The year before that, Golden State, Cleveland. Again, Golden State won 4-2, 19.9 million viewers a night. So here's like 4 straight years. You forget it. 4 straight effing years. It was Golden State, Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And we all sat around and went, oh, this isn't interesting. I'm so sick of watching these guys. This is too redundant. The leagues, the super teams are killing the league. We can't stand this. Yet the viewership for those 4 series, average viewers a night. 19.9 million, 20.2 million, 20.3 million, 17.5 million. finally this year, we get fresh faces, new stars, different teams, good variety, 9 million viewers a night.
Right, half that.
So you tell me what's good. And, you know, I heard you guys during the break. The first few games of the series, I don't know how much drama there was. But I think the last three nights
were really
great games.
Yeah, they were good.
They were all the way to the end. They were competitive. They were, every possession mattered. They were, I don't know if it was well-played basketball. There were a million turnovers last night. But it was competitive. The stakes were high. I thought it was a good product. It drew half of what those LeBron Golden State series drew.
Yeah, once Milwaukee got back in the series again, then it became interesting and the competition was good.
So I ask you again, Giannis staying in Milwaukee, is that good or bad for the league?
It's bad. But again, if you ask me, it's good. But the league would tell you it's bad.
Yeah, for their bottom line, it's bad. I mean, yeah. that last Golden State sweep that you brought up, like that series was terrible.
Useless.
And the numbers that they got, that's ridiculous.
It just goes to show you, though, that all people are interested in is watching the great player play, even if there's no one stopping them.
So how come Giannis doesn't have that yank?
I think it's got to do with Milwaukee as much as anything. If he was in L.A.,
you
or
think
New
so?
York? Oh, yeah.
I got an email from Chris who writes in, Felger, you can blame a lot of things for the bad NBA Finals ratings, increased streaming, size of the Milwaukee and Phoenix media markets. I'm not blaming any of those things. And the streaming thing, you know, go call Carabas on the streaming thing. I'm giving you the numbers. He said, you also blame the games being played in the dead of summer when people are, I'll give more to that than the media market.
Sure.
I mean, what's Oakland and Cleveland? I mean, I'm sorry. I know it's the Bay Area. It's a bigger media market, but Cleveland's not that big, and it's Oakland. So no. I'm not I don't think the markets have much to do with it. The time of year might. You know, the NBA has found playing into the summer doesn't help them. So I'll give you that. Either way, what Chris says is what you can't blame is Giannis. Giannis is easily one of the most recognizable, likable, marketable, and downright famous players in the league. He's back-to-back league MVP. His jersey continually ranks in the top five in sales. He was number 5 in 21, number 5 in 2020, number 3 in 2019, number 4 in 2018. He's one of the top vote getters for the All-Star game every year, being voted as a starter by the fans for 5 consecutive seasons. The Phoenix Suns, on the other hand, do not have one player who ranks in the top 15 in jersey sales for any of those years. The last time Chris Paul was voted a starter in the All-Star game was 2013, 8 years ago. Paul may be a great player and star in commercials, but people don't tune in to watch a 5'10" floor general who averages 16 points a game. And as talented as Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton are, they aren't exactly household names yet. So if you're going to assign blame for anything, it's not Giannis. Okay, so that's what Chris in Arlington said.
No, I think it's a good argument because I think Giannis is great theater. He's great to watch. It's great to listen to on top of it. Phoenix is a dud. Phoenix is a massive dud. I mean, as soon as they were in, you went like, ugh. And they're, you know, look, they're pretty good. I don't mean to tell you that they suck.
They're a good team.
No, they are. They're pretty good. But they never would have gotten out of the West if everyone were healthy. But whatever. Again, let's give them the same credit we give Milwaukee.
And the Bucks wouldn't have gotten out of the East if everyone was healthy.
Right. So again, they took advantage of the opportunity or what have you. But I do think that the casual fan, okay, because Mike, you're talking about the ratings compared to Cleveland Golden State. So those 10 million extra people across the country, are those people on the edge?
It's just LeBron.
Well, so LeBron's a huge part of it. Everybody knows LeBron.
And the style of Golden State. That Splash Brothers thing at its height, like you had people just tuning in just to see that because it was like a freak show.
Well, that was artistry. I mean, they were great to watch too.
Giannis and the Bucks winning last night. Good or bad for the NBA? Good or bad for the Celtics? And feed me Giannis in my veins all day long. Back to you right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Man, I couldn't leave. You know, there was a job that had to be finished. You know, I feel like the bubble did not pay us justice. You know, give credit to Miami Heat. They played great, but it did not pay us justice. Like, everybody was feeling homesick. We're a family-oriented team. Wanted to see our families. But, you know, coming back, I was like, this is my city. You know, they trust me. They believe in me. They believe in us. Even when we were lost, the city still was, like, on our side. And, you know, obviously, I wanted to get the job done. You know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way we chose to do it. And we did it. Did it. We did it, man.
Okay, back to your calls as promised. I got a giveaway coming up for you, by the way, if you're interested. Really fancy, good work boots for you for free if you just stick around. Again, to your phones, if they're working, they've been really wonky, obviously, so hopefully they're working. Sky in Vermont, are you there?
Yes, I am. A couple of points about viewership being down. One thing I think that affected a lot of people is the strong influence of politics in the game this year. I think that turns people off. Second, the game in the regular season is boring to watch. Constant three-pointers, whether or not you're a good three-point team.
NBA Finals, Sky.
Well, the finals were a lot better, but the average fan that watches the regular season and sees these teams jacking up threes and missing most of them doesn't turn you on to watch the finals.
Okay. Yeah, the people are turned off to the sport because of how it's played during the regular season. Is it really that much different now than it was 4 years ago?
No.
When Cavs Warriors were generating 20 million viewers a night versus the 9 that this is getting?
Please, this guy's like grasping at straws, and the politics have nothing to do with it either.
Maybe it does on the margin. Like, is there the stray guy here or there that says, screw these guys? You know, the people that booed
in Kansas City.
In Kansas City when they took a knee I think they just held hands. I don't even know if they took a knee. They held hands for racial unity, and the fans in Kansas City booed them.
Still
the most outrageous boo I've ever heard in my life.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, screw unity, you idiot. Boo!
Of course, you had to be at the game to boo.
Either way, all I'm saying is, so is there a stray guy who's not watching because of that? Maybe. On the fringes, though, that doesn't explain going from 20 million viewers a night to 9.
No.
So explain to me going from 20 to 9. That's what I need explaining.
Well, so LeBron's a big part of it. You said LeBron, and I think that the bottom line is Americans are shallow. Most Americans are stupid, shallow people. So, you know, again, LeBron's not there. I'm not paying attention because I'm shallow, and all I want is the glitz of LeBron James. That's it. I'm a star bleeper.
Tony and Stoneham, are you finally through?
I'm finally through.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you, I sent a few emails to your bosses, and then tore them a new one because what they do with your phones. Anyway, Felger, congratulations.
Tony, email the French, but go ahead. Thank you.
Anyway, congratulations, because I lived what you're living. I'm from Massachusetts, and I wasn't living here when the Red Sox won the pennant and Patriots started winning with everything, but I'm still rooting for them. And you know what the problem is? The problem is the damn union. The union has got it set up that the players control what they want to do. If they don't want to sign, then what are you going to do with them?
Okay, Tony, and thank you for the call. But the thing is, you're saying that the player empowerment and them forming up super teams in this is bad for the league. I don't know if it's bad for the league.
No, I think the league likes it, actually.
I mean, it's bad for places like this and Milwaukee and, you know, unless they get lucky with the draft pick like Cleveland and Milwaukee did. It's bad for these places, but I'm talking about the league entity. A 20 million viewers a night for two super teams that squared off in four straight. People used to complain about in my childhood when I was, you know, a Bucks season ticket holder. Oh, it's the Celtics and the Lakers every year. Screw these teams. I mean, Celtics and the Lakers. At least they would, you know, every other year there'd be a Houston in there. Or there'd be something a little different, a Philly or something. It was four straight years of Warriors-Cavs. Four straight years. And that those series averaged 20 million viewers a night, just about.
But, Mike, this is why the owners don't put up a big stink about
it. This is why I'm saying. So, again, Tony's saying the player empowerment and the super teams are bad. I don't know if the owners would say it's bad.
The league wanted L.A. and Brooklyn in this thing in the end.
Oh, totally. That's what they wanted. They wanted Durant against LeBron.
And you would have seen those numbers.
Huge. Massive. They would have been massive.
How about this one? Mike emails in, if Giannis stays in Milwaukee, the Bucks will be a destination spot for star players.
I don't think so.
All they need now is a top coach. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. I just think this is a very unique situation with this kid who likes that situation, who, you know, he's just different. If Devin Booker, who's dating Kendall Jenner, was a free agent right now, do you think he'd want to go play in Milwaukee? You think winning the title is the most important thing to Devin Booker, and he's a phenomenal talent. But again, he's dating Kendall Jenner, supermodel Kendall Jenner, one of the Kardashians. He's like an LA guy. He wouldn't want to go to Milwaukee. No offense to your hometown.
No, please.
So the only question I would have is, what if Giannis becomes the best player in the league? What if LeBron's aging, Durant's whatever. Like what if Giannis?
So here's my answer.
What if Giannis is the guy?
I think he's got the caliber of player he's surrounded by now is the best he's going to do. Could he get another Chris Middleton? Yep. Could he get another Jrue Holiday? Yep. And oh, by the way, Middleton was drafted and Jrue Holiday was traded for. So it's not like those guys had a choice to be there in Milwaukee. They were forced to go. I'm not telling you they're unhappy, but right? They weren't free agents. So, but as a free agent, the next Chris Middleton, who's a tweener all-star, or Jrue Holiday, who's a tweener. Yeah. I think the Bucks could get those guys. Kawhi Leonard, who may opt out and may become an unrestricted free agent. I don't think there's any shot. I think he goes from L.A. to Miami if he goes anywhere.
You wouldn't get wow free agents. You'd get Gordon Hayward.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Like someone like that.
You'd get Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, but I you know, like when you say they wouldn't get, Devin Booker or a Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is better than Giannis. Right?
Yes. I don't know, no.
Okay, so, but you work with
yes,
me a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know, work with me a little
sure.
bit. My point being is, I don't... I
He's
look
on
at
par
it,
with them. He's yeah, a peer.
He got there before Giannis did, right? So one guy's looking up at the other, not the other way around. What if it gets to the point where those guys are getting phased out of the league and Giannis is the man?
Okay, and now Jason Tatum's a free agent and he can go anywhere and he wants to go win a title. You think that kid who wants to be Mr. Megastar and Kyrie Irving's buddy and all this is going to choose to go to Milwaukee?
If Giannis is his best chance, I wouldn't rule it out.
But
where does he put winning on his hierarchy of needs? Is winning a championship
exactly.
to Tatum as important as maybe starring in Space Jam 3 and having more chips named after
him? Okay, but all I'm saying is that people went to Cleveland to play with LeBron.
Okay, but not the mega guy. I mean, again, Kyrie Irving was drafted. Kevin Love was drafted there. He got guys, and it was Tristan Thompson drafted there? I think he was. Who did they get?
Kevin Love.
Yeah, was that a free agent or a trade?
That was a trade with the Timberwolves.
It's a trade.
Yeah, trade.
So, but
LeBron orchestrated it. Technically, Anthony Davis was a trade.
Well, fair enough.
Right? So LeBron orchestrated that. Like, LeBron was the draw.
I just don't think they're a destination. I even with Giannis there, even if you have a chance to win a title, you'll get very good but not great players to go there.
Yeah. And again, he strikes me as a guy that just wants to hang out with all the other Antetokounmpos. Like, he's not out living it up like lot of these dudes want to. Like, he's just a different cat.
Now, if you ask me what the greater likelihood is, Giannis leaves.
Yes.
He joins somewhere else.
Eventually, yes.
That's what the greater likelihood is.
I didn't pull the sound because I don't have the heart to. But he joked at the end of the press conference. It was kind of funny. Where he said, oh, I won now so I can leave? get on the phone. Who do I talk to about a trade? And he was joking. I hope. But yeah, I mean, I you can't guarantee anyone's long for anywhere. If Kawhi is no guarantee to stay in LA, great franchise now with Steve Ballmer, championship caliber, best city to play in the league, according to most players. And he's a flight risk. Everywhere's a flight risk. So we have more of your thoughts on this. We have an update from Big Jim Murray coming when we come back. We got a little Brady minute for you, a little Brady update. More of Brady's member in your face coming your way right after the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is it fair for me to say that Tom Brady is expected to play at least two more seasons?
I mean, yeah, I expect him to play this year and next year. I want to honor my promise to him and helping him with his goal. If his goal changes, no problem. If he, you know, if he says, hey, you know, I think I'm going to call it a day, then great. No problem. I would 100% support that. But, you know, in my mind is I'm trying to prepare him to be able to do that. Like, I can't think about this like this year. I thought about this year 2 years ago. Like, I try to keep his body, you know, 3 years ahead of where we're going to be. So I'm thinking about not just next year, but I'm thinking about, well, what if they, you know, feel so good at 45, wants to play at 46? I don't know. So I better plan to think about how I need to get his body prepared for 46 or 47. Like, I don't know. It might be 45. It might be 44. But I just know that I want to hold up my end of the bargain of working hard to support his goal of playing to 45.
So that's Alex Guerrero on the Adam Schefter podcast talking about two more years for Tom Brady and preparing himself for even more. I'm done making fun of him and Brady over this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to mock him, but, like, I also think it's sort of like, you know, so what happens? He plays two more, we're going to still say two more? It's 48 now? Like, I
no,
just...
No, so you are still going to mock him for that.
Well, to a degree, I am. I'm done.
You hate Brady.
No, I'm just... I'm done with the whole, you know, he doesn't age thing. Like, that sort of... He has defied the odds. No two ways about it. It's clear. Like, I'm not telling you I'm fighting that part of it. I just don't need to be keep reminded that he's discovered the fountain of youth and he's got some sort of secret that no one else does. What is he? You know, again, maybe he's just a lucky SOB. Did you ever think of that?
Do you ever think he was just special?
He is special.
Or he's just using HGH. And
yeah.
Well, but, a way to,
yeah,
you
but
can't
people,
detect it.
People usually break down when you take that, though.
No.
Eventually you do.
Well, eventually, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's on the best... You know, the best,
most undetectable stuff.
Yeah, that science can provide. And whether it's legal or not legal or whatever, he's on the best of the best. For sure. I'm just so fine. I mean, I'm done doubting that he's going to keep playing.
Yeah, I'm not doubting it. I just don't need to hear it anymore. That's all. And again, I suppose if I were him, I'd be shoving it in everybody's face too. Especially people like us or me who doubted it from the very beginning.
Yes, the Felger and Decline show. We started that in 2009.
Oh, I know. I kind of liked it, too.
It's 2021, and he's still winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's why I've given it up. It's sort of
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm giving it up. You seem like you're still fighting it.
No, I'm not fighting it. I just don't need him to shove it down my throat. He won. Great. You won. Yes, you've defied the odds.
Yeah, but this is now
So do I need to hear that you're going to do it again?
Well, you're going to hear it whether you like it or not, because it's Brady's business plan now. Like, this is the deal. This is what he's selling, his longevity.
Oh, he is selling a new product now. You guys know that, too, right?
Yeah,
did you see this email?
I did. What is it?
Sleep.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't
sleep
seen
aid.
This one.
No, it is. It's a sleep aid. It's another powder or some sort of thing that's going to help you sleep, which helps you recover, which helps you defy, you know, time, and which helps you become superhuman.
Okay, so listen. I'll rep them all day for that stuff.
Probably get 50% off if you buy a bag of nuts.
Okay, that stuff's it's a horrible look. It does not speak well to him, does not reflect well on him. I felt that 10 years ago. I feel about that now. I'm talking about him talking about continuing to play to 45, past 45. I mean, I used to mock it. You're not playing to 43, never mind 45. You're not playing much past 40. No one's ever done it. No one's ever done it. Pretty much every other quarterback, when they got to their late 30s, declined. And then there were one or two guys, Brett Favre at age 41, had an MVP year. You know, like, that was the aberration. So I said, okay, you know, maybe you can have one of those, but there's no way you're going to be playing beyond that or playing at a high level beyond that. No one's ever done it. Well, he's done it, and he continues to do it. So I'm standing down. Will you stand down?
No. No. Again, I told you, I'm not going to fight that part of it, but I don't need him to shove it in my face.
Oh, shove it in my face. Dangle it. Go ahead. You've earned the right.
He had, again, I will say, I didn't expect that he would play as well as he did last year. I'm not shocked by it, because how could you be shocked by anything Brady does at this stage?
So, look, I'm not surprised he played as well as he did last year at all, given what I saw the year before, okay? But if you dial it back, Maz, 6 years ago, okay? Let's stop back 7 years ago when they drafted Garoppolo. And Brady's, you know, performances had declined for, you know, the Brady and decline thing was also a stat-based sort of thing. His passer rating, completion percentage, you know, the performances had slowly been slipping. So if you dial back to 7 years ago, and if you told me in 2014, 2015, that it'd be the year 2021, and he would have won four more Super Bowls. It's been four since then.
No, I know. It's insane.
Four more Super Bowls. And would still be one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, which is what I think he is. I'd tell you, you're smoking freaking crack.
Oh, I'd have bet my house on it.
That he wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd have bet everything I own, way.
Of all the things that he's done, that to me, I think, is the most remarkable. That he's still at this level at this age.
Incredible. No, it is. It's absolutely incredible. It defies all logic. How many people you think would be able to replicate it?
None.
Probably none.
Okay, so all I'm saying is I'm just going on, you know, percentages and human history.
So
that's all. And again, I'm not telling you I'm upset that Brady defied the odds. Good for him.
No, you're just the lone Japanese soldier who refuses to surrender.
You're just stubborn.
Sitting around the Philippines. It's not over.
I might be a little stubborn.
And he's still doing it. So go ahead, Alex. Go ahead. Wave it in my face. You deserve it, man. I do think players will be playing longer. Like, I think the science and legal, illegal, whatever he's doing, whatever they're all doing, it gets better all the time. And I do think, 40 is the new 35 anyway. Like, I think there's going to be more quarterbacks playing into their early 40s, but not doing what he did and not doing it how he's doing it, not winning at his level. Second Brady item will come your way next. It's the cockiest thing Tom Brady has ever said. The cockiest thing he has ever said. Uttered is coming up next, and a giveaway. Pretty good giveaway, so stay tuned. Don't leave your radio.
Boston's home for sports. Filger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker? Are you serious?
Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. Yeah, sure. When I look back, I'm like, I just don't f***ing way I would have went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to f*** you up because of that.
There's that Brady cut from the HBO special last month. So apparently Brady did a sit down with our buddy Jim Gray, Murray.
Oh?
And it's part of, the sound isn't out yet, but the transcripts are. I don't get it. Karagirisyan wrote this in the Herald today. It's part of a special for the Sirius XM Town Hall event that is tonight at 6. I'd listen to Maz's baseball hour instead.
Yeah, definitely. You can get the other thing on podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, you only get Maz's thing. Well, you can get his on a podcast too, but be that as it may.
Jim Gray, miss it live, though.
Jim Gray is pay for play.
And oh, it's taped, right? It's not even fresh. It's taped, pre-recorded material.
Correct, which is why you should listen to it on a podcast.
Maz will be live and in your face. Anyway, so if it sounds good, we'll play it for tomorrow. But I mean, we don't need it because Jim Gray, of course, followed up on that infamous Brady quote in the barbershop about, you know, you're sticking with that mother bleeper, and the team passed on him and stuck with their quarterback. He was pressed. Jim Gray pressed him what team it is, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
As Jim Gray would do. He's a bulldog.
That's right. Nobody tougher in the business, Tom. Tell me who it is. I'm going to tickle you a little bit. Get it out of you.
Here's what Brady said. Quote, there's private things for me that are going to remain motivational for me, he said. They know who they are. It's fine. Everyone has a choice to choose. I think what you realize is there's not as many smart people as you think. That's just the reality. I think it'd be a no-brainer if you said, hey, you've got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you've got a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. No, thanks. We're good. In my mind, I'm kind of thinking, okay, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed me that they wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down. But I have never heard Tom Brady do this.
No, I agree.
Compare himself to the greats of the greats in every game that played.
Yeah, honestly, I think he sounds like an a-hole.
Of course you do, because you hate Brady. Yeah. Yep, go ahead, man.
No, he sounds like an a-hole. If anyone else had done it, we'd say, listen to this guy comparing himself.
He is.
Unless he is that guy. Okay, he's that guy.
No, but it still comes off as an a-hole.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Not when you are on the level of who he's comparing himself to.
He's not on the level.
He is. I mean, no, he is these guys.
He's probably surpassed them both.
Thank you. He's not on their level. He's over their level. There's no one else for him to compare himself. There is no one for him to compare himself to.
But again, once you start talking about how great you are, it doesn't matter whether you're great. You're still an a-hole.
If you're the greatest of all time.
It doesn't matter. You're still an a-hole.
I disagree.
Right.
So
God is supposed to say, oh, I'm just like you, commoner. Oh, please. I want more of this. So, I like this new bad boy, Brady.
So now he's supernatural.
Pretty much. Yeah, the guy doesn't age. He's getting better with age. He's like a human wine.
I'm not telling you what he said is untrue.
You get to a point when you're allowed to say whatever you want because you've accomplished so much. You have the right, and he's gotten there. Yeah, he has.
I'm just telling you how the world will perceive it. You still come off as an a-hole.
Do you think he's going to get criticism for this?
I think I'm telling you, I'm criticizing him for it.
No, okay.
I don't care.
You don't count.
You're wrong.
You criticize everyone for everything.
He comes off as an a-hole. It comes up. You wouldn't want Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky on your team. Like, boy, wow, you really do have an inflated opinion of yourself.
That's not inflated. That's not the point. It's not inflated.
Okay, so a very high opinion of yourself. In which case, I would say
appropriately high.
Yeah. So he is the greatest ever. It still comes off bad when you're sitting there pulling your pants down and pleasuring yourself. So it just comes off bad. It's a bad look. That's the way society has deemed it. I'm not telling you it's right or it's wrong.
Not a bad look if you've got an attractive package.
I still think he comes off as an a-hole.
I don't.
I do.
Anything less? If he were less than Jordan, you know, if LeBron said this, I'd say, oh, you a-hole. Oh, you a-hole. You didn't win on the level of Jordan. You're not Jordan. You know, that's a debate that you lose. So now you're inflating yourself. You're projecting yourself onto something. Brady is on that pedestal. He's on a higher pedestal, in fact. I think he kind of lowers himself to put Gretzky in there, who I love and think is the greatest hockey player of all time. He only won 4. And Jordan won 6 with one team, one run over 8, 9 years, whatever it was. Brady's won 7 over 20 years, Maz. He's allowed to say this.
I never said he wasn't on that plane. I just don't like, again, him stroking himself. The stroking himself thing is what turns me off. I know what he is. Let other people tell you how great you are. Try to keep your head on Planet Zippy. Like, try to keep it a little real. This is where he's lost me.
He is keeping it real.
That is real.
Reached that level.
That's real. Because this is an accurate statement. It's a dead bone accurate statement. There were teams across the league that had a chance to acquire Michael Jordan when he could still win championships, and they passed and they said no.
Yes, they're morons.
Morons, and Brady's right to call him out for it.
Yeah, I have no problem with that part of it. I thought there were smarter people in the world. So did I a long time ago. I got over that pretty fast.
I mean, one of the things that annoys me about this guy is his, like, fake humility, and when he's like, oh, shucks about the Patriots and things like that. This is real, raw Brady. This is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, so the fake humility in some ways bothers me less than the no humility. And so, because humility is a virtue. It is a virtue. And I feel like he's getting to the point now where it's like, all right, everybody, we get it. We get it.
It'd be one thing if Brady were the Washington Wizards' Michael Jordan. If he were washed up and he was saying, well, you didn't want Michael Jordan when you couldn't play anymore, then he sounds like an a-hole. He doesn't sound like an a-hole here. He's just speaking straight truth. And it's so true. These teams had a chance for Jordan when he was still winning championships, and they passed. Brady's right to call him out.
Who do you think he's talking about?
Well, I mean, this is one of the places on the list. But go ahead, Rams.
I still think it's San Francisco. I do. I think it's San Francisco because I think it would take something like that to get him pissed off about it. So you Garoppolo, really? You're going to keep him? You're going to do that? After Belichick did it and he took the Lombardi trophy and jammed it right up his backside, you're going to keep Garoppolo? Oh, my God, you people are so stupid. I mean, you're dumber than I thought.
All that, I mean, that line, I think what you realize is there's not as many smart people as you think.
Yeah. No, that part I agree with.
Isn't that also a shot at Bill, by the way?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Who do you think he's talking about?
Bill!
The Patriots are somewhere on the list.
Yeah, definitely.
The team that shoved him out the door. That's who he's really talking about.
I don't care how great you are. When you start telling me you're great, you turn me off. You turn me off.
Not when you're actually that great.
No, actually, it might even be worse.
I disagree. Did Muhammad Ali turn you off?
Yeah, but he did it with he did it with some flair.
Well, because he was entertained to listen to, but it's the same message,
exactly.
Same statement. What's it if?
Yeah, and I also think that there was an underlying humility to Muhammad Ali.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, I do.
Stop it.
He's coming off as an a-hole. He's coming off as an a-hole. The other thing is Muhammad Ali was in an individual sport. He actually went out there by himself, didn't have to rely on other people, which is another variable. I can't take it. I'm sorry. I can't take it. I cannot take it. Okay, who else are you like, Tom? Tell me. Gandhi.
When you win
Dalai Lama
7 Super Bowls and go to, was it 10 or 11?
It's 10.
And you go to 10 over a 20-year period, you can say whatever you want. That's a new Felger and Maz commandment. You do that, you don't sound like an a-hole when you talk yourself up. You're not talking yourself up. You're just speaking facts.
I like to think we can say whatever we want no matter what, which is what I'm doing now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.